We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Pei Amud Aleph. We are beginning almost halfway down the Amud. The first words on the line are Loyam Rinon. We're parallel to Tosfos Der Maskel Harishon. We're starting from Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kvi, or like some call it the Koi, Ber Yob Afnei Atzmihi. Until now, we had that the Kvi comes from a Tayish and a Tzvi. It's like a deer and a goat. And the Mechleikus was, that was the Mechleikus we had before. Now we have a new man, the Yama, Rav Yehuda. He holds that Kvi is a Beria Fnei Atzma. It's his own Beria. It's not an Aze, and it's not a goat, it's not a deer. It's a Kvi. It's a different Beria Fnei Atzma. Lo'echriyu Chachamim min behemahi min chayu. Chachamim were not machriya. What's the status of this? This is called behema or chayu. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina the Abakisa Adam, Legabi the Chel of being mutter. These are nafkaminas. They were not machriya. So that's the sheet of Rav Yehuda, huh? Behemoth
Tahira.
It's definitely Behemoth Tahira because it chooses its cud and it has split hooves. So it has a simonim of Behemoth Tahira, but we're not sure if it's a chayo or if it's a behemoth. I can ask me if we have this Rav Yehuda, so what was the problem with the Mishnah that said, Bakisa Adam, you know, I'll do Rayantiv. And if you do it, you can't call it a suffix. So busy is Rav. Yes, the Rav. Bono, we might have turned over the whole world. Look, why don't you say a simple pshat? Just say it's going to Rav Yehuda. The Maisa, I found the Rashba asked his kasha. The Rashba asked his kasha, the one was that sign Rav Yehuda. So the Rashba basically answers that he wanted a Zet sign that's more around the Yomram as possible. Therefore, we're trying to see. There's a Shtim Mosor in the Rabbanon. That was discussed in the Gemara before. But Echanam, this is like Spitz, Rav Yehuda. Actually, Tosis and Rashi over here both speak out that, of course, Rav Yehuda is saying, Kvir, Rav Yehuda, not going in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon. They definitely hold, yesterday's daf, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, Choshen Zerab, they definitely hold that it comes from a Kalayim, from a mixed breed of A's and a deer. They definitely hold like that. They definitely hold like that. The Machlek, this Rav Yehuda is not going in that Shita. Like Rashi brings down, there's a Gemara in Becheris that says, or the Gemara in Baba Kama says, that everyone holds Kvi Beri Fnei Atzma, but besides Rav Eliezer Machil Koisai, that they hold, that's Taka from mixed breed. Okay, so that's Rav Yehuda says, Kvi Beri Fnei Atzma, Chomor Mat Machri, as a Mim Mehem Amin Chaya. Rav Nachman Omar, these are Amarayim, Rav Nachman Rav Yehuda Amarayim, Rav Nachman Omar, Kvi Zeh Ayel Habar. We know what it is. Kvi is the wild ram. That's what it is. And this brisa, we're going to have four different shittas. Ketanoi kviza ayal abar. Tanakama was ayal abar. Rashi says that when Tosfos speaks out, that Rav Nachman and the Tanakama hold ayal abar. They hold that it has a din of a chaya. If you look at Tosfos Machuzet ayal abar, v'sov Rav Nachman Tanakama the brisa shu vaday chaya v'shoychnen oyser v'yomtiv umechasen dama upligi amasisim. They all go on the Mishnah. So first in the Bryce is that's Ayel Abar, which is a behema, which is a chaya, a wild ayel, which is a chaya. But Yeshayim is a bomb and a tayish and a tzvi. Some say it comes from a tayish and a tzvi. It comes from the goat family and the deer. Rav Yeshayim is kvi beryef neatzmi. It's a beryef neatzmi. Lechri becham min chayim behema. The word not machri what it is. If it's a status of a chaya or behema. Rav Shimon Gamil Eimer min behemi. It's actually a behema. Type of behema. V'shal beis d'shoyi hoy megadlam hem adarim adarim. And in beis d'shoyi, they actually had herds of it. Now, what's that negeya? You tell me what it is. It's a behema. You have to tell me, like, you know, beis d'shoyi had herds of it. Well, what's that negeya? So the article proposes a pshat that we're trying to show it's a behema because it's a chaya. You usually don't have herds of chaya. They're very hard to domesticate, the chaya. So it's being a raya, it's a behema because this family had these big herds of them. So that's a raya, it's a behema. Zotik Gemara. I actually saw the Masifta says that Yesh Oimrim, this is the Pshat. They don't say who from. I wonder where it's from. I don't know. I'm not sure. But Om Rab Zeirah Masafram Om Rab Hamnuna. Hani Easy Debala. There's these goats. They're called Easy Debala. They're called forest goats. They are, Rashi says, Easy Halavonin. Bala is Yar, means a forest. Halavonin is the name of a forest in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Levonin. So it's goats, izima goats, forest goats, ksheiros gam mizbeach, the kosher gam mizbeach, which means that what? They're a behemoth, because no such thing as bringing a chaya on the mizbeach. Can't bring a chaya on the mizbeach. So now in this kosher, we're not handling kvi anymore. We're saying, izi the bala is kosher gam mizbeach, because he holds the behemoth. Basically, he holds in the goat family. How does he know that? Maybe if it's in the forest, usually it means it's a wild animal. So why don't you say it's a chaya? Because sovla kihodim Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, in the Torah we have 10 behemoths tyros, and Rav Yitzchak goes, that's it. There's only these 10 behemoths tyros. In the Torah it says Sharm, which is the ox, the cow family, Sek Savim, which is the sheep, Vese Izim and the goats, and then it says seven chayas. Ayol v'tzvi, which is the heart and the deer, v'yachmor v'aku v'dishon v'soy v'zomer. And these are not, we're not sure exactly what they are. Zomer, some say it's the giraffe actually, and the so'oy might be the buffalo, but these are other seven are considered chayas. So we'll get back to the buffalo soon. So akaponim, so this man diem holds easy the balance behema holds like a Yitzchak. There's eser behema is mona akasa v'su loy, only 10, 3 behemas and 7 chayas. None of those seven chayas are the easy debala, so must be it's aiz. It must be it's included in the goat because goat's one of the three behemoths. Shemami, no, the aiz is the new one. It's a behema. That's his raya. So the Gemara, mask of Lord of Yaakov. I don't understand this. Rav Yitzchak, behema ayol utzvi prat v'chol behema cloud. Then it says v'chol behema. It says that's a marba everything. It is a prat. Afterwards, it says v'chol behema freshes parsa v'shasa shasa. So that you might remember that. So why don't you say that's klal prat to klal? Nasa klal moisval prat. Klal uprat. It says klal kovim a klal prat to klal. Nasa klal moisval prat. Ikatuva. So tomorrow it can't be because we can't call him prat lomli. What's the point in saying the pratim? It must be to say that these are the only ones that we have. These 10 behemoths. It's really 3 behemoths and 7 chayis. These 10 animals are kosher animals, and that's it. So that's pshat Rav Yitzchak. And the Gemara says that it must be easy to balance behemoths because what else is included into? Mas racha braid Rav Ika. What do you mean? Maybe easy the bala is included in the following thing. Maybe it's a type of akko. That means like this. The only reason we're saying it's an aiz is because that's the name of it, but that's not enough to call it an aiz. We have nowhere else to plug it into, so we say it's a goat. But if you don't know what the akko is, then the akko maybe is this wild forest goat. Maybe that's what it is. Mina d'akkadinu, it's a type of akko. And the Moraz Vait, another kasha. Only if Acha braid the Rav Ravashi, if Amla Racha braid the Avi Ravashi, Dilma, Mina the Sa'o. Sa'o, maybe it's a Sa'o, you mean it's a Zomer, it's a Zomer in the new. We're not sure what these are. Maybe it's one of those. Omale, and the Moraz stops with that. You know, this was his Shita, the Rav Nuna, you know, Rav Zer, Rav Shaf, Rav Nuna held that it's Koshul, Gamas Bech, it's a Behema, but we're questioning it. We're not so sure about this. Only if Chonel Ravashi, Amemer Shari Tabayu. Actually, Amemer held that the Eze Dabala was one of the Chayas. And he held that the Tarbayu, the Chelev is Mutter, because he held it was one of the Chayas. Maybe it was the Akoy or the Soy. He held it was one of those Chayas. Zot Gemara Vaita. The next Gemara is a very similar Gemara that we have where we had, but it's in different, it takes different form. It's a different form. Vayim Neb Abu Reid Rav Miyamin Barachia, Rav Huna Barachia, Hani Eze Dabala Ma'agam Zbech. He asked the Mashiloh, these forest goats, are they kosher gamas bech or not? Basically, are they a behema achaya? So the way he answered was this: Only ad kan lepliga Rabbi Yisrael Rabban El b'shar habar. Only by the wild char that's now into the Mishnah. Shar habar min behemu. The wild char is a type of behema. Rabbi Yisrael min chaya it's a chaya. What's beyond the Rabban hold that it's a behema? The Rabban and Sabri mid b'tegar minon tur below that the ta'oi is translated in the Targum as shar halavonon, the forest ox. So mina behemu, why could it say shar? So it must be a behema. Even though it's in the list of chayas, ayol, tzvi, v'yakmar, v'akoy, v'dishon, v'so'oy, v'zomer, but still it says shar habar. Rabbi Yisrael Sovim, the kachos of hadi chayas, mina d'chayu. Since it's a clue with the chayas, it must be a chayas. So shar habar is machlekes. That's what he answered him. Avahani, divrei kol, mina d'izinu. But is the bala for sure behemas. So shar habar is something that's a discussion of machlekes if it's a chayas behema. What is the shar habar? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shor HaBar is called the buffalo. The buffalo is the Shor HaBar. And in Shulchan Aruch, it brings down, I think, I forgot what Shimon is, Sif Dalet, remember Sif Dalet, it says there's Machloikis, if you have to Kisi Adam by the Shor HaBar. It's Machloikis, if you have to Kisi Adam by the Shor HaBar. The what Moman Diyama says, I think that the Shulchan Aruch says, it does not need Kisi Adam, it's a behema. And the Ramah says that some say it needs Kisei Adam. It's a Suffolk. It's a Mechleikis over here. It's a Mechleikis over here, Shor HaBar. It's a Mechleikis, and it's a Shav, that's a buffalo. And it's a Mechleikis, it says the word buffalo. In Shulchan Aruch says buffalo, the Shav needs a Kisei Adam or not. And the Ma'aseh says, big Shav, the American buffalo, you say, is not this buffalo. This buffalo they're talking about, not the American buffalo. I guess the American buffalo is not that wild. But maybe it's the bison, it could be. But Al Kaponim, the bison is a wild Shor, is a wild axe. the bison, it could be it's the bison, but it's a big shot what it is. Akapanim, Chokhanar actually talks about it. But the Gemara said this, that's a machlokes, Bahani, but this. This wild forest goat is definitely a Eza Behema. Maskavacha, Breda Rav, Iko, but don't mean a Daka in it. Maybe it's a Akkad. Or maybe it's a Rashi, don't mean a Soy. Maybe it's a Soy. Or I mean a Dezemer in it. Or it's the type of, or I mean Dezemer. And the Mordechai doesn't answer that. I'm like, Nachma Rashi, Amema Shari Tabayo. Amema held that the Chayo was Mutta. Why? Because he held it was a Chayo. So we have all different levels. We have one says Hema, one says Chayo, one says Safik. Lamaisa, I mean, hell, there was a tabayo. Huh?
Just sure how
it means. Right. It's a toy, yeah. So they are right. Obviously, he doesn't know that. Yeah, obviously, he doesn't know that. Yeah, they're saying maybe it's this. We're not sure. We're not 100% sure what this is. We're not 100% sure. We're not sure exactly what this. The Targum says Torbola. It's a little interesting that you, if the Targum says Torbola, you charge something else. But Lamaisa, if he held Mina the toy, who actually toy speaks out, then it would be a chaya. He says that when the Mara asks, Dilma Dmina Tai Ninu, so Taisa speaks out, then it would, on that side, it would taka be a chaya and not a behema like Taisa speaks out. The Mara Dilmina Tai Ninu asks on this Eiz Habar, this Eiz, this forest goat, it says maybe it's a Taisa, Taisvis, the Mara Dilma, because Savar of Achar, Tai Min Chayu, Krabiyas Dama Savar, Shara Abar Min Chaya, Digra Abar Dama Behema, who came to have a Nami Min Tai have a Kasha Gamma Behas. What do you want to Kasha? So he held it was a chaya. So he actually held it was in the Shahar Bar family. That's a chaya. That's what he held. We don't know what these are exactly. So that's why it's a big shahar tight. So the Lamaisa said, bottom line, if you're tight in the psukim, Ayol Tzvi, they say, is the heart. Ayol is the heart. Tzvi is a deer. Yachma, Akka, Dishon, and Soy, Zama, the old of him shot them. Soy could be a buffalo. Zama could be a giraffe. You know, one of the Akka, you can mean the ibex. And that's the other ones that I'm not sure. They're not sure what they are exactly, but they definitely could be the chayas. They're all in a deer type of family, so to say. Then that type of family, it's telling the horns. Tois already asked the cash why and check the horns. The Maharam talks about it. And obviously, we're not just big bikim in the horns. For example, look at Tois Lerich Chir Becham. I'm talking about the kvi. Why don't you just check the horns? Like we had before, you can check the horns. Teretz is, it's not so simple. We're not such big bikim to check the horns to know exactly what they are.